This morning I want to just consider briefly God's voice. Did you notice both the readings this morning mention God's voice? Now, God's voice is mentioned throughout Scripture. There are those in Scripture, particularly in the Old Testament, we're told that would actually speak with God. The primary person this is said about is Moses. You may remember it's said about Moses after he dies that he was the only person ever to speak to God face to face. Wouldn't that be nice? Sit down, have a cup of coffee with God, have a little conversation. Well, you can. It's called prayer. But maybe it's not quite as, you know, we want that clear response that clearly Moses would get. And of course, God speaks through, to and through the prophets throughout Scripture. But today's gospel reading is one of the clearest moments when God's voice speaks in the New Testament. God speaks as Jesus comes up out of the waters of baptism and says, and the gospel accounts vary slightly, either says, "You are my son," or "This is my son, whom I love. In you," or "in him, I am well pleased." And the accounts differ as to whether the voice speaks just to Jesus or to everyone gathered there. But the point is, God speaks to say to Jesus, and maybe to the others gathered there, who Jesus is. He's my son. I love him. And in him I'm well pleased. And it's really that voice, not just the baptism, that then propels Jesus into the wilderness and then into his ministry. That voice of reminding him who he is, either reminding him or revealing to him who he is. I would suggest to you, God's voice speaks similar words to each one of us. You are my child. I love you. In you I am well pleased. Now, we don't always hear this voice because God's voice is often quiet, almost a whisper. And there's often in our world, in our lives, a lot of other noise and distractions, stuff going on, and we might miss this voice speaking to us. There may be louder voices telling us very different messages. But God's voice, I think, is almost constant, insistent, but quiet. We have to listen for it. I'm starting the new year reading a lot, or rereading a lot of Henry Nouwen. Some of you may know Henry Nouwen, great, wonderful, spiritual writer. Has the wonderful, mix of being both hard-hitting and gentle at the same time, does Nouwen. But he has a great phrase I read this week. He was talking about God, and he says, and I'm paraphrasing just slightly because I don't remember the exact quote, but he says, "God does not shout or scream or push. God's voice is like the quiet breeze blowing by." Which may remind you as well as what Scripture tells us. Elijah encountered God's voice as a still, small voice. Quiet and loving and gentle and easy to miss. But what's interesting about God's voice is it has a very different quality as well. That's what's revealed in our psalm. That's what's revealed in John the Baptist as well. That God is a powerful God, a God of judgment. That God's voice is not just a gentle, still voice of love, and loving. It's the powerful, strong, majestic voice of creation itself. You go and read Genesis 1, the creation story. Scripture is very clear of how everything was created. It was with God's voice. God said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. God said, "Let the land and the sea be divided. Let this be made. Let that be made." God says it, and it happens. And that's the voice in our psalm this morning. The voice that is strong and powerful and loud and overpowering and awesome, that shakes the wilderness, that convulses the oaks and the trees, that shatters the cedars of Lebanon. A voice of fire and creation and even destruction. Strong and powerful and mightier than any other voice in existence. Now, you might ask, how can God's voice be both strong and powerful and awesome and yet also quiet and gentle? Any of you have mothers? Or maybe fathers or grandparents or someone. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking of my mother. When I was sick or needed comfort as a child, I can remember, you know, her sitting by my bed and, you know, offering words of comfort and love, reminding me of who I was and what she felt about me. It'll be okay. That same mother, that same voice, on a summer's evening, if I was five blocks from home and the street light had come on and it was time to get back home and I wasn't there yet, that same voice would step out onto the back porch and say, "Steve!" And I would hear it. I could probably have been miles away and I would hear it. And I knew I better get home, or that voice would get increasingly louder. It's also the voice that could say in a certain tone, "Stephen William Elderbrock, you shape up," and I knew I better. Same voice, could be rather insistent, even judgmental, strong, and yet a voice at times needed of love and gentle affection. And so it is with God. And so we are reminded on this Sunday, we celebrate Jesus' baptism, we celebrate our baptism, we are reminded of God's voice and God's call in each of our lives. The voice that called each of the elders and deacons who we just installed, voice that I certainly believe called me through your PNC to come here. A voice that is often strong and powerful and awesome. A voice that reminds us of how great our God is. But a voice that also, if we listen, if we quiet down a bit, a voice that will also remind us how much we are loved. Listen for God's voice this week. Amen.